See these cows here, Ben. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another Live Across the Pond with my pontification partner, Andrew Henderson. Good afternoon, UK. I'm saying good afternoon. Your act together over there.
Hey, good early morning, USA, and it's still morning here in the UK, but not as far as you're concerned, Trent. So you've told me it's the afternoon, and I feel like it's the afternoon. How's that?
All right. Well, don't you change clocks this weekend?
Yes, apparently.
All right.
So.
I feel like the ship will be righted after this weekend.
Oh, is that a segue into what we should be talking about? Like, people in America are now realizing this could be one of the biggest atrocities ever perpetrated against America yesterday. When I realized just how important that bridge is, I couldn't believe that somebody with your intelligence wasn't onto that like a rat up a drainpipe.
Honestly, I didn't dig into it, but now I got information. Good. Do you know what the Mason-Dixon line is?
It sounds like a part of the song on the Casey Jones TV show, but go on. The Mason-Dixon line, what is it?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the Casey Jones TV show. The Mason-Dixon line was the arbitrary line where the North and the South. You're okay. North of the Mason-Dixon line, or you're south of the Mason-Dixon line, and that led to the Civil War. There you go. See, Luke, he's right on it. Mason-Dixon line. I don't know what that little spear up there threw into Montana is, but there's the Mason-Dixon line. So south of that was
I'm not
south.
Wearing a seatbelt. I didn't get a chance to see that quick enough.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
Turns out that bridge is right on the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
How ironic is that? Oh, not at all. In fact, I talked to Greg Dowd yesterday, who lives near Annapolis and lives very close to that bridge. And he confirmed that Baltimore knows they are in serious trouble because the fuel and all hazardous materials were crossing that bridge. And so from a supply chain standpoint, that bridge is vital to keeping a lot of Maryland flowing, particularly the city of Baltimore.
Not just that, Trent. When you start to look at where they're going to have to reroute all your hazardous materials in the U.S., but it's the other thing. It's how important that basin is for shipping, and they're not going to be able to get out of that basin. For you know, Biden has said straight away that the federal government. As soon as he said that, I thought, "What? That's strange." They're not even going to use the boat's insurance policy. As soon as he said that the federal government's going to rebuild that bridge, that told me, oh, be careful, because apparently it's going to take 3 to 5 years to rebuild that bridge.
That's what Greg said they're saying locally, but that's after they get it cleaned up, and that could take a year.
Yeah, so at what point are they going to allow ships through that passage? I mean, this is serious stuff. And when you see the effect it might have on it, agriculturally, it's the biggest port in America. That basin is the biggest shipping port in America. I mean, this is huge. And have you seen the speeded up show about how it actually moved towards? It's definitely not. I mean, it's just so obvious it was aimed straight at that where it hit. It's aimed straight at it. And the other thing is, have you also noticed that the FBI changed the guy in charge of that area and the piloting the day before it happened? And also that one of the guys piloting the ship was a Ukrainian. You couldn't make it up. You could not make this up.
Turns out we might be watching a movie. Oh, no, wait. We're participating. For all people in the United States who ever wanted to be in a movie, welcome. You're here now.
Yeah, because straight away, your nefarious government announced that it wasn't terrorism. I mean, within 5 minutes, I mean, goodness me, how gullible are the people of America? It's just unbelievable.
Very gullible. In fact, I saw a meme last night that I think is quite appropriate, because for a lifetime, I sat here Because we learned about Hitler. We didn't learn about Stalin, and I'm talking about we being in school. We learned from a historical perspective, we learned all about Hitler. We didn't learn about Stalin. We didn't learn Mao Zedong or Lenin or Mussolini or any of these other ruthless tyrants who murdered people by the million.
And no, but we when did. We were taught about all of it, but go on.
We did not. And so when we learn about Hitler, the common sentiment is, how could people let this happen? Why would the Germans just stand by and let this happen? And I never understood it until just in the last 5 years. Now I understand it completely. I'm living it.
Actually, that is the one thing that you and I are 1,000% agreed on. I'm the same. I am absolutely flabbergasted. You know, I'm questioning whether Catherine, our princess, is even alive, and people think I'm an idiot. And I keep saying to them, well, if you think I'm an idiot, I know that that announcement she made the other day was AI. It's been quoted as 96% to 98% AI, right? And yeah, and I say to people who are laughing at me, I say, well, hang on a minute. Last night, they think this is just an accident with the boat. I say, hang on a minute. You now know. My best friend has just been told that the illness that he's been diagnosed with is because of the vaccines. Everybody knows that the vaccines are maiming and killing people. And it's the same people telling us all this stuff. And I say to them, don't you realize if they're prepared to kill you, they are prepared to tell you anything?
Mm-hmm.
That's the bit I don't understand. And it's this something in people's psyche that says, oh, well, they didn't mean to give us vaccines that harmed. Yes, they did. They completely did. They planned it. And you need to wake up to it. And now, do you know what, Trent? Just on that subject, our government has now said that they will no longer give free COVID-19 vaccines. They now cost £99 or $128 each if you want one. I mean, that's like, you know, feeling lucky, punk. I mean, really? It really is quite remarkable how stupid people are. Stupid.
Do you know who you just quoted?
Who?
No, Clint Eastwood. Oh, okay. But it appears as though you have been conquered by Pakistan without a shot being fired. Is this a true story? Luke, we have some proof here. What's going on with this, Andrew? This is London on Monday, and y'all are flying a Pakistani flag on, what is it, Wesley Street? Well, what's up with this?
It doesn't surprise me one bit.
There's no UK flag there, Andrew. That's just a Pakistani flag.
Trent, please, spare me. We even this week, you know, that the England soccer team, I'm calling it soccer to make it easy for you to understand. They just announced their new kit, English kit. Now, the English flag is always on the back of the neck collar of the English flag is always there. That's been something. I'm Scottish and I know the Scottish flag is on the back of the Scottish kit. You know what they did? They put the pride flag on it. The pride flag on the English kit. Yeah, you know what's happened?
I believe it.
Nike shares, boom. Sales, boom. It was Bud Light overnight. Now, we have a Pakistan prime minister in both Scotland, or an Asian prime minister in England and Scotland. One has just resigned in Ireland. Look, I'm telling you, that doesn't surprise me, seeing a Pakistani flag on top of a church. What surprises me is the Pakistanis allowing that flag onto the church. That's the interesting one, because they're Muslims, as far as I was aware.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that thing just gets really complicated, because I assume, is that a Catholic church?
You'd have to show me again. I could probably work it out.
I remember standing by that church when I was in that little square. I did a video when I was there in downtown London, and that church was off, it seems like, to my north.
Well, there's lots of churches that look like that, Trent. I mean, and London's a big place. I would not that church there.
That church is right by where I was standing in the middle of that big ball in the middle or whatever that's called. Or fountain. There's a big fountain in the middle. People were gathering.
That doesn't look like Trafalgar Square to me. So I can't see that close enough. Somebody who's watching this, you need to send me that Luke backroom boy, and I'll tell you exactly where that is. But I have backroom a feeling boy. There's many churches that look like that.
Okay, the actual address was on the video, but I'll send it to you so we don't have to trouble the backroom boy.
What was the address?
I don't know. I'll have it during the break and come up with it.
You know, this is the new me. I'm fearless. I'm not even wearing a seatbelt in a state.
I know.
These days.
Really
it
impressed.
Is unbelievable.
The brave new Andrew. I spent researching a $4.8 million cow in Brazil to get the actual address. But I have those details,
That's a bit low. You have the biggest atrocity since 9/11, right? And you knew nothing about it.
I wouldn't agree to that.
And you call yourself
I don't agree to that. But we got to go to a break. Live across the pond, Andrew Henderson, Trent Lewis, more after this. And then...
I mean, and you think about, go back 100 years to when this farm credit system was first envisioned. And you know, you go all the way back to when Teddy Roosevelt is actually the person, he was the president that kind of led the movement to get everything going on this. Certainly, it was never intended that our U.S. farm credit system would be in some kind of competition with the farmers. And essentially, what we've turned the farm credit system into is a program that is funding the farmers' demise. They're doing it themselves.
Hello and welcome to the MHA Interpretive Center. It's the perfect stop along the Lewis and Clark Trail and the cultural hub of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation. Nestled along the shores of Lake Sagagawea in Newtown, North Dakota, 1 mile west of the Four Bears Casino, you can enjoy amphitheater performances, art exhibitions, and educational workshops utilizing our Living Cultural Center. Enjoy some coffee, browse our gift shop, and learn about the original people of this land. Learn more at mhanation.com/interpretivecenter.
Trent Lewis here for my friend Greg Hager. Do you know why he has been named the Entertainer of the Year? It's because he writes his own stuff. It's because what he writes and performs and entertains will touch you in a way like very few songwriters can touch you. His country, his Christian roots come to life. Visit GregHager.com for tour dates, merchandise, and book the show yourself. Use the code GREG24 for a discount. GregHager.com.
Stop out to our facility, Highway 22 South. Let us build a truck for you.
Ace Fluke Trailers of Dickinson is a family-owned dealer with expert staff that know their products front to back. We stock over 150 units of all types and can custom order a trailer with the unique features and capabilities you require for brands you can trust. Our experienced service team is the reason we're also the best place to have your trailer customized or repaired. Count on Base Flug Trailers of Dickinson to keep you hauling.
Are you looking for something special or one of a kind? At Bassett Motors, we can help you find exactly what you want.
Come on in and experience how small town hospitality and personal service can make car buying a pleasure.
We know interest rates are important to you. We have multiple lenders to negotiate your lowest payment.
Visit us on Highway 281 in Carrington, North Dakota, and online at BassettMotors.com. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Folks, when it comes to crop protection, you need equipment and technology you can count on. The Apache sprayer accomplishes all of that, but you need something else.
a service counter, and a group of people that'll help you when you need it. Simpson Farm Enterprises at simpsonfarm.com and High Plains Apache from Mandan. They have the service, they have the equipment. All they need is your confidence. Online, simpsonfarm.com or highplainsapache.com.
So see these cows here, friend.
Welcome back.
Seconds out, round two.
Andrew Henderson, Cram Loose. So I have more information on the Nalori cow, which is now more intriguing than it was yesterday.
Have I opened a can of worms there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So number one, Yesterday on my quick search, I said that it come to the purchaser was in the United States. That's false.
Yeah, you did. False.
Yeah, it's
false.
False
from you.
The purchaser is Nalori NRO. So then I search NRO, Nalori NRO, and I find that NRO is a major employer in all of Brazil. And they have this Nalori little project, but I can't find who the actual players are. And when I find it, it's in Portuguese, and my Portuguese, quite frankly, isn't very good. Now, the interesting thing about this cow is that in the last week, and the reason you found it, in many publications, I mean, publication after publication are talking about this $4.3 million cow.
She sold for, as we indicated yesterday,
$1.34 million, I think. And that was for a third of her. And she sold last June. No, it was a third. 33%. Oh. I know that for a fact. But she sold last June. And it was reported last June. And then all of a sudden, just this week, there's a ton of people picking up on this story and talking about this $4.3 million cow. I don't know what any of it means. I have no conclusion other than guess what record she broke for a top-selling Nalori cow.
The most expensive dairy cow in history, I thought it was.
A cow. The year before, the people who sold a third interest in her this year purchased half interest in her in 2022, and she set a record for $800,000. And I don't know that she's yet raised a calf. She's 4.5 years old.
She's a lazy cow, isn't she?
I know they're flushing her. They're getting embryos out of her, no doubt about it. But I don't know. I just have a gut feeling there's something more to this story. I just haven't found it yet.
Well, that's Inspector. Inspector Loose, get out there and find out clues to come to the solution.
Here's what I do know. We must stop giving money to the United Nations. I went back, I found the original charter from the 40s, and I'm going to read this. This is the original charter and the purpose of the United Nations, and I want you to see how successful this has been with the zillions of dollars that we've all spent on this project. We the people
well,
of the
you
United.
Have. You have.
Yeah, well, you're fair, six. You're six on the list.
Yeah.
We the peoples of the United Nations determined to succeeding generations, the scourge of which we want to be in our lifetime, has brought untold sorrow in mankind. And to reaffirm the faith in the fundamental human rights, in the dignity and the worth of human person, in the equal rights of men and women, and the nations large and small, to establish conditions under which justice and respect for the obligations arising from treaties and other sources of international law can be maintained by promoting social progress and better standards and a larger freedom. And would you say, Andrew, that since 1945, we have garnered more respect for men and women, that we have actually accomplished greater freedoms for mankind and improved the health and well-being of people?
No.
I agree.
Although, can I just say, up until, I know you might disagree with me, but up until the mid-90s, I saw a very positive society, and I don't think it was because I was blind. I remember seeing people going from, you know, making themselves very successful because of the hard work that they'd done. And I felt freedom was something that we experienced in those days. It's only recently that I've seen the wheels come off that particular narrative that you've just given. You and I have lived through times that have been fantastic, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I'm not arguing with you at all, but right underneath this desk, I'm just going to tell you stuff that Kelly wouldn't want me to tell you. You know what I have right underneath this desk?
A gun.
That goes without saying. A mousetrap.
Okay, yeah, right.
And I have a mousetrap because, you know, if there's a rodent in here, I'm enticing it right now with a piece of caramel popcorn to come over here and enjoy the caramel popcorn. I liken that to what I agree with you 100%. The 80s and the 90s, the period of time where we really grew ourselves. I mean, graduated high school in 1984. You were just a couple years ahead of me. We got into business. And that was the setting of the trap period of time where we really got people complacent. Because even, you know, our grandparents were saying and doing things. They're like, you're saving what? Why are you doing that? Well, because they lived through the Great Depression. They lived through times where things were tough. Even my parents, born in the early 40s, lived through the last part of the World War II and the Korean War and that mess of the 60s and everything. That was the trap. And now here we are. But here's the good news. We, as the United States consumers, are sending $54 each year to the United Nations to accomplish health and wealth and success for all nations around the world. That's what my bill is. I was told the other day that people are spending $125 a year for their TV, their entertainment, whatever system they have in their house, or however they're getting their supply of whatever they're watching. I thought that was a lot. I couldn't believe that. We wouldn't spend that. But we're spending $54 every year. That's every man, woman, and child. Every infant born today is contributing $54 to the United Nations, because annually we contribute $18 billion to the United Nations. We do it every year. That's 22%.
I would argue it's a lot more than that, Trent, but carry on. I think that's just the bits you know. When you start looking at all the money laundering that's going on at the moment to fight these wars, I think you could treble that amount.
I'm not. I'm only talking. You're absolutely right. I'm not arguing that in any way, shape, or form. It's foreign aid, excluding Ukraine and Israel, because that's a separate line item. $70 billion. United Nations alone is $18 billion of the $70 billion. But here's where it gets really disheartening. We have any United Nations country that wants to be a part and a member of the United Nations, they have, based on their GDP, what they're supposed to submit as their annual dues, if you want to call it that.
Is it 1% of your GDP? Is it, what is the figure supposed to be?
I don't know the answer to that question. I can find it.
I think it's something like 1%.
That makes sense.
You're the only country that... You and maybe three or four others are the only countries in the world that actually put that amount in.
No, you're right, but no. Our dues are 17% of what we actually contribute. We're contributing 83% more than what we're obligated to by being members of the United Nations.
Wow.
And that contribution is contributing to one thing. The move to one world government. And Luke has now shown us a graph of all the contributing countries. I believe China's second on there. I can't read that. Yeah. And so you see where we are at. Look at the percent. And China, by the way, has got a couple more than 300 million people. They got 1.5 billion people. And we are footing the bill at 22%. And the point I want to reemphasize, we're only obligated to be a member of the United Nations at 17% of what we're actually paying. This and the is lies, a major and the, problem.
And the big lie is, Trent, that since 1945, the world has been told that the United Nations has kept peace worldwide. It's actually done the opposite of that. And that's 100%. The other thing that's the other thing I really detest, because it's so wrong when you think you're saying it from your peaceful country rather than looking at the truth where other countries have been raped and pillaged by this organization.
Actually, unfortunately, literally raped, because we see many UN peacekeepers who have committed rape as they go into countries to bring peace about that country.
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible.
Needs to stop. And if anybody who continues to fund any United Nations or this money we don't have, every kid owes the $54 each year to the United Nations.
Well, that doesn't set well with me, Andrew. As far as I'm aware, there's only one candidate that's saying they're going to withdraw funding the United Nations and the World Health Organization in America at the moment. Now, you might say he might not do it, but there's only one saying they're going to do it.
Well, he had a chance and didn't, so there's that.
No, he did. He came out of the World Health Health Organization whilst he was while he was president. Just get that straight. You went back in under your present president.
I'd said the United Nations. World Health is part of the United Nations.
But at the end of the day, he's now saying he's going to come out of both. But he did exactly what he said he was going to do last time he did. Whether you like it or not, he did it.
Yeah. So, By the way, did I mention I got a trap with some bait under my desk?
Yes, you did. But you keep thinking that you keep using an example, but it's a bad example. At the end of the day, there's no alternative other than that at the moment.
Live across the pond, regaining control for the farmer, one bite at a time. Nobody asked why the cheese is free. Too late. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
At OLS Tubs, we focus on quality ingredients to create premium, low-consumption supplements that save producers time and money. Our customers see increased profits through better conception rates, heavier winning weights, and less time and money spent on doctoring herds. OLS formulas focus on highly bioavailable trace minerals and vitamins, as well as key ingredients to improve immune response, colostrum quality, and feed conversion. Our exclusive formula propels your livestock to their full genetic potential. This is why we confidently say OLS Tubs are simply the best.
People get sick for two reasons and two reasons only. Your body's missing something that it needs, or it's exposed to something that it doesn't need. So if you supplement what the body's missing, the body fixes its symptoms. If you remove from the body toxins that are interfering with the body's doing what it's normally designed to do, then the body heals itself. It's really that simple.
NO2U, that's nitric oxide, NO, number two, letter U.com, and you put Trent as coupon code, you don't pay any shipping.
In the heart of North Dakota lies a beautiful community to live, work, and play. Beulah is surrounded by nature and just minutes from Lake Sakakawea and all that it offers. The possibilities for fun and relaxation here are boundless.